T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The saga of Antonio Brown is almost over when it comes to the relationship with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Steelers insider Ed Bouchette from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Eddie, good morning. You're probably tapping away at the keyboard as we speak about all this.
I am. Our readers can't get enough of Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, who's been kind of pushed into the background recently, but he's about to hit his riches starting on Wednesday.
All right, well, let's start with Antonio Brown. So over the weekend, he posts a picture of himself in a Raiders black and silver 84 jersey, and then a little video of him talking to Derek Carr on the sidelines at the Pro Bowl, and looks like they're having a grand old time together. And then his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, throws the Steelers and Ben under the bus yesterday on national TV. What is going on?
Well, I missed all that.
You don't follow that agent. Science fiction stuff.
I don't watch that agent speak stuff. He's certainly going. But, you know, he has a good relationship, Drew Rosenhaus, with the Steelers, has had a number of their players through the years. And he goes back to, I remember when he was back in the early 90s representing some players when he first got started. So, you know, I'm sure this won't affect that. But, the Steelers wanted to get rid of the drama, and they're doing it.
Okay, so some people said, well, they're getting reportedly a third and fifth round pick for Antonio, and that's it. Is that enough?
Well, considering the circumstances, Larry, I know probably Kevin Colbert raised everybody's expectations when he said they wouldn't give him away, that they wanted significant return, and there were reports they wanted at least a first-round pick. Well, Antonio ruined a lot of that with his actions and his words over the past couple months. So that third-round pick is high in the third round, almost right at the top. What was it, number 66, and there's 64 going into the third round. So that's like the second pick. So that's a good pick. And then you get the fifth on top of it. They can use that to try and find someone else. They found some good receivers in the third round, you know, Emmanuel Sanders and Mike Wallace, I think they can use that to help them. Now, Antonio Brown's a big loss, but they've lost guys like Hines Ward and Emmanuel Sanders, Santonio Holmes, Mike Wallace, I just mentioned, and they move on.
You know, we're talking to Steelers insider Ed Bouchette. I think what's really disappointing, though, is, and I would imagine the owners in the league are looking at this going, where a good player who had a 3-year deal in place, who quit playing on the last game of the season, can say, I don't want to play here anymore. And then not only that, he can, X a deal like they had with Buffalo, apparently, and say, no, I'm not going to go there. This has to be troublesome for the league.
Well, a couple things. First of all, the teams the team in Buffalo had to believe that Brown was not going to go there, that he was going to retire. And so it's not just on Brown. It was on the team up there. They could have still made the deal and said, hey, look, you're our guy. You come or you retire. And then we get all your signing bonus back and everything else.
Why wouldn't they challenge if he didn't play the last game? Why wouldn't they challenge that as being insubordinate and breach of contract?
Well, we're going back to old news now. Mike Tomlin explained that he did just enough to not be suspended for that game. You know, he told him he was hurt, and they told him to get an MRI. Apparently he didn't do it, but whatever. I mean, that's neither here nor there at this point. And it wouldn't have been that much money anyway. it would have been symbolic. But you know what he's done since then is just piled on top of it.
All right, so let's assume this becomes official Wednesday, and then what? Le'Veon Bell, what's the situation with him right now?
Well, he's going to sign somewhere else. You know, he's unrestricted free agent come 4 o'clock on Wednesday, and he'll probably they can start talking. By the way, today at noon with other teams, any team. They did this a few years ago, allowed teams to illegally start negotiating contracts. So he'll have a contract in place and probably sign it at 4:05 p.m. on Wednesday with somebody.
Back to Drew Rosenhaus, the agent who threw Ben under the bus. And Ben's taken a lot of criticism, though he hasn't said a whole lot lately. And I don't know. I just never saw him as being somebody who's really calling out people. I mean, he usually shouldered the blame for losses himself. I don't see why he is suddenly the baddest guy in this deal.
Because Antonio Brown's trying to make him that way. I'm sure Antonio Brown's people have been talking to some of the national guys and trying to go with that narrative. You know, Ben said one thing on a radio show, and he asked them to run the play again because in a walkthrough Wednesday because Antonio ran a wrong route. Now, if that sets a guy off, well, how many times have we seen Antonio Brown show up, Ben, or try to, on the field in front of all the national television cameras and everything else, waving his arms when he didn't throw the ball to him, you know, giving him dirty looks, throwing Gatorade buckets along the sideline. I mean, Ben did very little compared to what Antonio Brown did to him.
Is this just good riddance, Antonio, at this point?
Oh, my God, yes. I mean, they're disgusted with him and Bell. You know, they wouldn't have taken a third-round pick, although a third and five, if they wanted him back, that's for sure.
What does this mean for the Steelers' offense? Because you got...
Well, they got to move on, Larry. As I mentioned, they've lost a lot of receivers in the past, and they moved on. They have Juju, they have James Washington. They'll pick another one up, either one in free agency or the draft or both. And the New England Patriots do it all the time. People say, how are they going to win without Bell and Brown? Well, the Patriots just won a Super Bowl without Bell and Brown and nobody close to them. That's what you have to do.
That's a good point. Do we play Oakland this year?
No.
Okay.
They go to San Francisco, though. Maybe they can visit.
I'm glad that we don't for all the obvious reasons. Down the road, it might be fun, though. Give it a year.
Well, that would be maybe the playoffs. Although,
playoffs? We're going to the Super Bowl. Mark my words. Groundhog Day 2020 in Miami, the Pittsburgh Steelers will be there.
You know how many winning records the Oakland Raiders have had in the last 16 seasons?
How many?
It's a long time. One.
Yeah, good luck,
one.
AB. Steelers insider Ed Bouchette, read all about it in the Post-Gazette. Eddie, thank you.
All right, Larry, take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.